This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
No goals. No offense. No emotion. No fun. Equals no playoffs. Hello, Calgary Flames fans. It is time for Flames Unfiltered, episode number 15, recorded on November 17th, 2019. We are not in a good mood. And I know I sound a little premature saying no playoffs. But hear me out. With the way this team's playing, they look a long ways from a playoff team. They're not just losing games. They're not even scoring. It's time to worry in Calgary. Earlier this week on Thursday, we got a little wake-up call with the scary incident for TJ Brody, and it made us think a little bit about life, priorities, how it all fits into the hockey world. I know it kind of put it in perspective, just kind of that, not so much with me, but just so many Flames fans have been so tough on Brody. I'm not saying they shouldn't be tough on him just now because he's had a this scary fainting or seizure episode on the ice in practice, and we'll talk more about it later. But, it kind of puts it in perspective. Then on Saturday, we watched Calgary in Arizona. Not a bad effort. But then there was the freakout point. When Tkachuk gets hauled down by Darcy Kemper. Then Sunday's debacle. We need a player to freak out. You guys notice it in the post-game interviews. Now, the coach seems happier now than he was earlier this year when he freaked out. Now he's not freaking out, and I think he's taking the right stance here. He's trying to be positive and let the players play through it. But is it time for a player to freak out? I started thinking about that. I'm like, I don't even know what player could freak out right now. Who's playing well enough to be able to do that? Maybe the goalies. Maybe Rittich and Talbot need to throw down in the locker room and be like, damn it, guys. We need to get this together and you need to start playing for me. You know what one thing I've really noticed in this season? The Flames are trying to make too many miracle plays. You need to, which are resulting in turnovers. It's just turnover after turnover after turnover. You need to get back to the basics. But a glaring thing. No one's having fun. Now, I'm not saying that you should just forget everything that's happened and just be smiling and having a good time. But it's been a while since we've seen players in this team have fun. And oftentimes, having fun leads to success. And the Flames sure are not having much success right now.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Big news from the Hockey Podcast Network. It is about to start. Former NHL player Terry Ryan has joined the crew. You've seen him on Spit and Chicklets. He is top-notch entertainment from an ex-NHL player. Tons of stories of his time in the National Hockey League, and it is always a good laugh. He'll have a show coming up real soon called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Check that out on the Hockey Podcast Network. Time for a little recap. Since Calgary takes a weekend road trip, two games, 2 days in a row. In Arizona Saturday afternoon, in Vegas for an early Sunday evening bout with the Vegas Golden Knights. Let's start on Saturday's game. 0-0 after one. I thought it was a fairly even first period in Arizona. Not too much to talk about in that one. After two, it was 2-0. And the first goal was a David Riddick turnover. It frustrates me to no end when I see this. Goalies are going to make mistakes. And I've been David Riddick's biggest fan this year. I think he's been one of the lone bright spots on this team. But he's out there trying to Mike Smith it, playing the puck, and I have no idea where this one was going to. But he throws it right up the middle, right onto the stick of a Coyotes player, and he scores. Frustrating. Now it's 1-0, and the Flames once again are playing from behind. I cannot even remember. I should look it up. I don't even remember the last time the Flames played with a lead. I don't even remember. No idea. Then in the second period, Gaudreau gets roughed up a little bit behind the net, comes out, cross-checks a guy, and then all heck breaks loose, and Darcy Kuemper jumps in, and he grabs Tkachuk, and David Riddick comes flying to the other end. You know, in that fight, do you think maybe there should have been a freakout guy? You know, Tkachuk's always stirring the pot and stuff, and I'm a huge Matthew Tkachuk fan, but at what point does he just have to throw down and start punching? And I know he did get a couple shots in on Kuemper, and I know he was trying, but shouldn't a lot more of the players on that team been a little bit more upset than they were in that situation? Jeez, I felt like there wasn't a lot of pushback. Flames came out in the third, down 2-0, pretty much controlled the period. To no avail, no goals result in that. As much as they had some chances, Darcy Kuemper played amazing. And you know what? I hate those old Phoenix Coyotes jerseys, but I just love playing the retro jerseys. Even if I hate the jersey, I love it just because it brings me back, maybe. I don't know what it is, but it sure looks good. 3-0, empty netter at the end. Calgary drops it. No goals. So they roll on down the road to Las Vegas, and it has not been a welcome place. As the Calgary drops their sixth straight game in Sin City, this one was ugly. I was at the last game when Calgary was in Vegas, and it was pretty damn ugly that night too. Talbot gets a start, and I thought, quite honestly, for the first 40 minutes, he was by far the best player. He kept this team in it. This team was dead in the water without Cam Talbot. He was very, very, very good. And I thought the team was fairly good until the midpoint. But, of course, Vegas scores. It's 1-0 after one. And guess what? The Flames are playing from behind. The first goal was a result of a good rush. First line had a couple scoring chances. It turns around back onto a 2-on-1 goal. Second period, fairly even for most of it. Paul Stastny scores. Big shocker, Flames fans. He's played 56 games against Calgary. He has 64 points. Yep, we have no way to stop Paul Stastny. Doesn't happen. 2-0 after two, and then everything went haywire. In the third period, one moment I do want to talk about, Reeves takes a headshot. I thought it was a headshot on Shillington. No call. He left the game for concussion protocol, but did return. But just a period marred with turnovers. Turnovers, one after another. When all said and done, Calgary gets on the airplane to fly out here in a few minutes with a 6-0 loss. And I know we said low points. We got a low point. It's the low point of the season. I don't know. I don't know how you get lower than this right now. You can score. The whole road trip, didn't even score. I don't know. This is one where, you know, it's a head scratcher, and I don't know. Calgary's got to find their game, and one of the things, you know, everybody just keeps saying, well, it's early in the season. Well, guys, we're to the almost American Thanksgiving. This is not, we're 23 games in. This is not early season. This is season now. These Calgary Flames are not a good hockey team right now.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Let's talk a little bit about Thursday morning's episode where TJ Brody collapsed on the ice. And I don't have a whole lot to say on this topic. Other than it's scary. It's scary. So my Twitter started going and people were messaging me that Brody was down and that the ambulance was called and they were unsure what was wrong. They thought it was a seizure. He was responsive, taken to the hospital. You know, just so much goes through your mind and you forget so much about hockey. You just forget so much about it and you worry about the health of your friend. TJ Brody's been in Calgary, I believe, 10 years. Nah, maybe not 10. Pretty close to that, though. He's got a lot of friends. Those teammates are close to him. TJ Brody's a big part of this team. And it's scary anytime something like this happens. Thank goodness, after being taken to the hospital and a myriad of tests put on him and more tests to come, he was released to relax and rest at home. He reported being very sore the next day. Press conference, Tree Living and the doctor talked. Doctors described it as a fainting episode, lack of oxygen to the brain caused the convulsions. I don't know. It was scary. TJ Brody's a 29-year-old, healthy, professional athlete. Family, young child. It really puts things in perspective. Scary. Scary having a member of the team you care about and watch down on the ice like that and no one knowing what's wrong and what can happen. A big thanks was out to all the Flames staff and medical and everybody involved in that because it was handled top-notch. And TJ Brody looks to be on the mend, recovering healthy. It looks like a minor episode. Sounded like, based on what the doctors were saying, that he'd have more tests on Monday, and hopefully they can get to the bottom of this. And I personally wish TJ Brody and his family a healthy recovery. We'll miss him. But we want him to take his time coming back because this is scary. It's anytime something like this happens, you hope and pray that this isn't something that he has to deal with the rest of his life. Moving on to some more, I don't know if you want to say positive news, but it's time to grade the forwards at the quarter mark of the season. We're going to grade the defense and goaltenders on the next episode. We're talking forwards tonight. And I'm going to give them grades like we're back in grade school. And I don't know. I'm probably going to be pretty damn hard on these guys. Where should we start? Should we start at the fourth line? Let's do that. Start at the fourth line. Let's talk about some injured. Let's go through the injured list first. Zarnik, I'm not going to say a whole lot. He didn't get a whole lot of ice time. I liked what we saw from him this year. I thought he was trending C+. Sam Bennett, who's on the injured list right now, having a tough year. I'd give Sam Bennett a C-. I think he brings to the... I think we have all these expectations just because he was drafted, that he's going to put up all these goals for us. And that's just not the case anymore. We need to live with the fact of who Sam Bennett is. And Sam Bennett, let's face it, guys, was one of our best players in the playoffs last year. Not saying that was too dang hard, but he was. And I like his physical approach. I like Sam Bennett, but I still have to give him a C- this year. He needs to put in some points. He needs to be a little bit more productive. And needs to step up just a little bit. Let's roll on through the lower bottom six guys. And Tobias Reeder, I'm going to go a D. What I saw in camp kind of gave me hopes. But everybody describes him as serviceable. Yeah, he's serviceable. He doesn't get the Flames in trouble at all, which I'm fine with. I don't know. I just would guess a little bit more from him, so we'll go with a D for a Reeder. Mark Jankowski is going to get my first F, a big fat F for Mark Jankowski. He looks extremely soft this year. This guy wasn't a star by any means, but put up points at a somewhat regular basis, filled in those bottom six scoring. And we've got nothing from Jankowski this year. Nothing. Been healthy, scratched a couple times. Nothing. We just get, well, all we get is a good penalty killer. We get a good penalty killer. I'll give him that. But he's got to bring more to the table if he wants to stay on this hockey team. Michael Frolik, my next victim. And I'm going to give a Frolik a big fat F. F for Frolik. Boy, everybody's going to be like, Jesus, this guy's really hard. I am going to be hard here on a few of these guys. Frolik again, not giving the team anything. I mean, heck, this guy, we want to move him, and we can't even trade him because nobody wants him. Like, this guy was a decent player in the National Hockey League, winner of a Stanley Cup. He's not that old. Like, he was a decent player for this team last year. I actually liked having him on the team last year, and this year I just, like, shake my head so many times, and I'm the first. I've said it on, like, last two episodes. Put the 3M line back together and let them have some consistency. It doesn't happen. Bill Peters does it for a game, changes it back. Does it for a game, changes it back. I don't think we're going to see improvement on a Frolik unless he's on the 3M line for a consistent basis. Dylan Dubé, call up today. I'm not even going to be grading him. I thought he had a decent night tonight. Derek Ryan, I will go C for Derek Ryan. He's given me what I expect, but he's not excelling and pushing the limit and improving and bringing an added aspect that God knows the Flames need right now really bad. Milan Lucic. D minus. The only reason I'm not giving him an F is because he's trying really hard. But let's face facts that he's just not... God, this is brutal to say, but he's just not an NHL player anymore. He's slow. He brings the fear factor, but what good is that doing for us? It's doing nothing. We keep slamming him out there on the second power play. He has done absolutely nothing. Still no goals. And I am not expecting, if I got 10 goals out of him this season, I'd be happy. Boom, success. But he's just flat out slow. He just labors out there. He can't keep up to the game right now. He just can't do it anymore. Andrew Mangiapane, and I know a lot of people are really high on this guy, and I am too to a point, but I think he's overrated right now. I've seen people giving him A's as grades and just saying that he's been so good this year, and he really, in my mind, hasn't. If you're going to be a top six forward, which they're pushing for him to be with his Backlund Tkachuk line, you've got to produce a whole lot more than you're producing right now. And just because the rest of the team is not producing right now doesn't give you a pass for not producing. I'm not happy with his play. I think he needs to produce more. And I'm giving him a C. I'm giving him a C. He's got to show me a lot more. Michael Backlund. One of my favorite Flames. But this year has not been a Michael Backlund year. And obviously everybody's like, well, it hasn't been a Flames year. And you're right, it hasn't. But I got a couple good grades coming up for a couple players. Michael Backlund's going to get a C from me. Maybe even a C minus. He needs to bring some scoring. He needs to bring a little bit more fire. I've had a couple games this year I really liked him, and I've had a couple games I've really not liked him this year. Need more from Backlund. Matthew Tkachuk. I will give Matthew Tkachuk an A minus. One thing I'd like to see more of Matthew Tkachuk is, and I don't know if you guys notice this, but a lot of times when he goes in the defensive zone to play, he takes the offensive side, which gets himself into trouble. He needs to be stronger defensively and take the defensive side of the player. So if the puck doesn't go his direction, it's not a turnover right back. Now he's creating all kinds of these scrums and everything, and I love it. I love that about him. But sometimes, you know, when you get into those scrums and we're losing and things are not good, you need to completely lose your mind. But I like Matthew Tkachuk this year. I like him. All right, here's another one. Johnny Gaudreau. I'm going to give Johnny Gaudreau an F. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more in the show later on. That's my teaser. I will sum up Johnny Gaudreau in about 4 minutes. Sean Monahan, center of the first line, I will give a D. A lot of people are giving him higher. Monahan needs to score. Monahan needs to get out of this drought. He's been a little more physical this year, which I like. He's winning faceoffs at a breakneck speed. That should almost, I should almost move into the C category for that, because he has been very good in the faceoff dot. But we need points, Sean Monahan. You're a first-line center in the National Hockey League. You need to prove it. Elias Lindholm. I will give Elias Lindholm an A-. He's been very, very good this year. Up until last week, by far the best offensive player. He struggled in the last couple games, but I'm going to give him a pass because he's carried this team through so much of this season already. It's ridiculous. He needs a little bit of help. Flames news. Oliver Shillington called up from Stockton earlier in the week when TJ Brody went down with his medical condition. TJ Brody is out. We have no timetable. And we'll find out probably early this week on a timetable for TJ Brody. Dylan Dubé recalled on Sunday from Stockton. Alan Quine sent down, trying to shake things up, get some scoring going. Sam Bennett out of the lineup. Did not play Sunday night. Injured upper body is day-to-day, something he's been nursing for some time now, according to Bill Peters. Travis Hamonic left Sunday's game in Vegas, the lower body injury. Really no news on that yet. We will find more out tomorrow. Well, hopefully tomorrow, with the Flames taking a CBA-mandated day off tomorrow, pre-planned day off. There will be no practice. There will be no media. There will be no nothing. So it'll be difficult to find out news on Hamonic. We'll find out more on Tuesday and report that on Wednesday night's show that drops Thursday morning.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
The Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered are very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out Twitter, the Hockey Podcast Network, for contests, as they gave away a great hat last week. More things to come. Check that out on Twitter, at Hockey Pod Network. Time for Harvey's Doghouse. And I know you've been waiting for this, because I preface this a little bit in the grades. Johnny Gaudreau, you are officially in my doghouse. I am so tired of the turnovers, I can't even stand it anymore. And you know what I'm even more tired of than the turnovers? Is the attitude. I know things aren't going good for you, and I know that the puck's not going in the net, and I know that you're not getting the calls, and I know just things are not good in Johnny Gaudreau world. But complaining and whining about it and not working through it with a positive attitude sure isn't going to help matters. You were complaining all the Arizona game about not getting the calls. Well, Johnny, you made this bed. You've been bitching at the referees for 5 straight years now. Do you think that they're going to give you a call now? Why should they give you a call? You've been showing them up for 5 years. It's time to take that attitude like Sidney Crosby did 15 years ago or 12 years ago. Leave it in the locker room. Start playing hockey. Start smiling. And you know what? We might see some goals from Johnny Gaudreau. He's a -5 Sunday night in Vegas. That is a disgrace. Two glaring turnovers, one of them resulting in an odd man rush that resulted in a goal. This can't happen. If you're a superstar in this league, this cannot happen. It is time to put up and shut up. You know, I heard a perfect line this week, and I can't remember what show it was on. I think it was a WHL radio show. I can't remember exactly. But the guy said Johnny Gaudreau is struggling right now because Johnny Gaudreau played university hockey and never had to deal with the difficult players on his back and tough times down low in the corners. And I thought about it because I'm a fan of university hockey in the States, and I like what that does. I love the people that I've seen come out of university hockey. Jonathan Tays, the programs. There's a lot of good hockey. And I usually defend that, but in this case, I'm like, you know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. He can't fight through adversity. And when he was in college, he didn't have to fight through adversity. Everything was handed to him. And now he's up here, and his first year, he was great because in the playoffs, because he fought through things and because he had to earn a spot. Once he got a spot on this team, take a look at his playoff numbers. They stink. They stink. Since Calgary went on their CBA break last year, Johnny Gaudreau never came back from his vacation. And his -5 Sunday pushed it over the edge. This week's Harvey's Doghouse, Johnny Gaudreau. Prove me wrong, Johnny. Get out of this. We need some wins. Fan question of the week. And this one is interesting. Should the Flames fire coach Bill Peters? No. They shouldn't fire the coach. This team has had 3 coaches in 6 years. This is not on the coach. This is on the players. Figure it out. If you're truly talented superstars, figure it out. Now, there's a lot of things that Bill Peters has done lately that I don't agree with. Lucic on the second power play. Lucic on the push shifts after a penalty kill. There's a lot of things I'm not getting right now. There's a lot of things. But right now, firing this coach is not the solution. This hockey team needs to figure it out. I don't know what they need. You know, Bill Peters freaked out on him a couple weeks ago, and now he's taking the high road and going at things a little bit positive, which I guess is fine. I think it's time for a closed-door meeting with the players, and Captain Geo needs to stand up, take some accountability, take charge of this, and figure this out. But we can't continue to keep playing hockey like this. Game previews. One game to preview before our next episode. This one drops Monday morning, which is tomorrow morning. And our next episode, episode 16, which will break down the defense and goalies and give them their grades, will be recorded Wednesday night, drop Thursday morning for you on the Hockey Podcast Network. And also check out flamesunfiltered.com for all kinds of Flames news, the podcast, just everything Calgary Flames on that website. That's flamesunfiltered.com. One game to preview, Tuesday night, November 19th, Colorado Avalanche, the team that embarrassed us in the playoffs last year, comes to town for the second meeting of the year. Calgary dropped a convincing game in the Mile High in game one of the season. And Tuesday night's game is really a scary game for the Flames. Really a scary one. This team has lost 3 straight. Colorado's coming off an emotional OT win in Vancouver Saturday, which was a crazy wild game. I don't know if you saw that one. Love the Canucks the old retro jerseys, by the way. I know we hate the Canucks, but love those jerseys. Man, was that cool. Hopefully they'll wear them against Calgary this year. That was really, really fun to see. Colorado currently sits 12-6-2, 26 points, second in the Central. Calgary falls tonight to 10-10-3, 23 points, fifth in the Pacific. It's scary, guys. It's time. It's time for Calgary to get this figured out. We've been making excuses. We've talked about everything. We've said change this, change that. I don't know what's it going to take. How long? As we leave the show, and thanks for listening every week, and thanks for all the downloads and all the listens. I really appreciate it. I have a lot of fun doing this. It's not so fun after the Flames lose, but I have a lot of fun doing this. When does a trade happen? Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter, @FlameUnfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page, @FlamesUnfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter, @BradBrood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon.
That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.